Texas, Arizona to save billions by busing migrants to sanctuary cities. By John Binder on August 31, 2022. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., and Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, R., are set to save their state's taxpayers billions in costs with their busing of newly arrived border crossers and illegal aliens to sanctuary cities like Washington, D.C. and New York City. For months, Abbott and Ducey have been busing hundreds of border crossers and illegal aliens to the sanctuary cities of Washington, D.C. and New York City. More than 6,000 have been bused to New York City and a few thousand have arrived in Washington, D.C. Spending totals from the Texas Division of Emergency Management, reviewed by CNN, reveal that the state has paid $12.7 million thus far to transport thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens to Washington, D.C. and New York City. The busing mission is providing much-needed relief to our overwhelmed border communities, Abbott's office said in a statement. Based on the figures, Texans are paying about $1,400 per migrant to bus them out of the state, a fraction of the more than $5,400 each Texan pays to keep illegal aliens in the state. As of 2017, Texans annually foot an $11 billion bill for the state's more than 2 million illegal aliens. Likewise, for Arizonans, Ducey's migrant busing operation has proved cost-effective. Each migrant bus costs Arizonans about $83,000 so. Thus far, the total cost to taxpayers is about $3.5 million. Like Texas, this is a fraction of what illegal immigration costs Arizonans, who pay over $4,700 per illegal alien in the state with an annual expense of more than $2.3 billion as of 2017. Already, New York City is seeing the enormous costs associated with illegal immigration. Currently, city officials have said they are struggling to house about 6,000 migrants who have been bused to the city, as nearly 5,000 are in the city's homeless shelter system, straining public resources meant for New Yorkers. Annually, for all American taxpayers, illegal immigration costs more than $143 billion, as anywhere from 11 to 22 million illegal aliens continue to reside in the United States. Their odds of being deported have dwindled significantly, as President Joe Biden is deporting just one illegal alien for every 100 that cross the southern border. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.